The New York Jets lead the AFC East with a 2-1 record, but we're about to find out how good they really are over the next 2 weeks.
On October 8th, the Jets will host the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football, but they can't afford to look ahead because the San Francisco 49ers will visit MetLife Stadium Sunday. The 49ers, who were upset by the Vikings last weekend in Minnesota, stayed on the East Coast and prepared for the Jets this week at Youngstown State in Ohio. Rex Ryan said the 49ers are loaded and Jim Harbaugh's club will be anxious to return to their winning ways. Defensively, the Jets will move on without star cornerback Darrell Revis. And the 49ers have a lot of weapons surrounding Alex Smith, including tight end Vernon Davis, wide receivers Michael Crabtree, Mario Manningham, and Randy Moss. And while rookie defensive end Quinton Coppola should see more snaps this week to help the Jets pass rush, the green and white have to be sound against the run, as the Niners have a physical offensive line and the productive Frank Gore. Through three games, the Jets are yielding 148 yards per game on the ground, and Gore averages 5.9 yards a carry.
Points have been hard to come by lately for Mark Sanchez and the Jets offense, but this unit should get a shot in the arm with the expected return of prolific tight end Dustin Keller.
Mark Sanchez is completing just 50% of his passes, but he and Santonio Holmes really got on track in a Week 3 overtime win over the Dolphins. The 49ers play a lot of man press coverage on the outside, and they have a most impressive front seven that includes super linebacker Patrick Willis. Rookie wideout Stephen Hill is doubtful for the Jets with a hamstring injury, so Chaz Schilling should get more opportunities on the outside, and Jeremy Curley is averaging 23 yards a catch.
Rex Ryan has implored Jets Nation to get loud this week, and a crazy atmosphere at MetLife Stadium should help his team's upset chances.